Welcome back to Chatting About Chan. I am one of your hosts, Ethan, with my co-host,
Mason,
and we are back today, Chatting About Chan. Today we're talking about Shaolin Wooden Men. If you are new to the podcast, as you know, we're only 9 episodes in. This is the podcast, The Odyssey, where Mason and I have decided to, for no reason at all, to watch every single movie that Jackie Chan has a starring credit in. So any movie where he has like a leading role or a supporting role, we watch. There are a lot. Now, he has a lot of, if you go on IMDb, he has a lot of credits where he's some uncredited. So, or he had, you know, sorry, credited as uncredited. That's a, but yeah, so we're doing all the major supporting and leading roles. It's about, I'd say, 120 movies. So we're around. And hopefully you'll be joining us on this journey as we go deeper down the rabbit hole. But today we start with Shaolin Wooden Men. It came out in 1976, I believe. Shaolin Wooden Men was released in 1976. It is directed by Chi Hua Chen, starring Jackie Chan, Chun Erlong, Kong Chin, and I believe Yuen Biao is in there somewhere. I thought he was. I thought Yuen Biao had a credit in this movie. He does not. He's an old friend of Jackie's, in case you guys don't know. Anyways, yeah, movie came out in 76. Shaolin Wooden Men. First of all, Mason, how are you doing? It's
good.
Summer's about to start. COVID. Everything's going well.
I'm still recording in my office, which is about 20 degrees hotter than any other room in my house. And the other thing that I got going on is I ripped some vines off my house this past weekend, and I got like rashes all over my legs and all over like in between my fingers. So I'm kind of in a bad mood.
You just gave me a $1 million idea. Do you think an app exists where it just identifies? It says like you're like you pull it, the app could be like called Ivy Finder or Ivy Off, and you point your camera phone to the plant and like, is this Ivy? And it says yes or it just says yes or no.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
The problem was you didn't know if it was poison oak or poison ivy, and you thought the leaves didn't match, right? So you just pulled it.
Yeah, I took a picture of the leaf, and I looked at it, and it was like, it looks like every leaf ever. There was no, like, it wasn't, and it wasn't, I know the, like, leaves of three, let it be. That means, like, that's the poison ivy rhyme. Saying? That's how you identify poison ivy. So I don't think it's poison ivy. But it could have been poison oak or sumac or one of these other things. Or it could just be that I'm allergic to getting a ton of plant oil in my hands. So
I don't know why, but when you told me the first time, I had this gross image of you. You said something along the lines of it got all over you, and I had this gross image. You said, oh, man, when I tore that plant out, some gross stuff came out of it. So I had this image of when you ripped the vines out, that little things were coming out or there was gross stuff inside of it that was getting all over your skin. I don't know.
It was like a horror movie in that like.
Yeah, you said it was a horror movie. That's what it was.
It was like we were pulling it out. You could see like a little bit on the side of the house, and then like as we pulled it, there was like another like 10 feet like inside the side of the house. I don't know. It felt good to conquer that plant, but it got its revenge on me, which is not great. Oh.
Well, listen, if you ever want to develop Ivy Off with me, I'd be down.
All right. Yeah, we'll look into it.
So moving on, you know, to Shaolin Wooden Men. Folks, I am very happy to say that we finally made it. We are in the green. We are finally good to go. I feel so good I feel so good right now because it's only been like 9 movies. So Jackie, if you're listening, I'm really sorry, but those first movies from 1972 to 76 were not the easiest for me to sit through. They were just boring, too much plot, poorly made, which is fine. Like whatever, it is what it is. But I'm glad I saw them because it puts his whole career into context for what we are watching now. Having said that, while Shaolin Wooden Men is not what you would call a traditional Jackie film, it's definitely getting there, which is why I feel so good. But also, there's a bunch of little things in this movie I'm super excited to talk about. Mason and I have not talked about it yet, so I don't know what he thinks. He doesn't know what I think. But to summarize it, Mason, why do you want to summarize the movie for us?
Yeah, the movie kind of opens up with Jackie Chan fighting a bearded man in a weird, like, infinity black space for about, it felt like for, you know, 45 minutes. It just seemed like a really, really long scene of them fighting. And then it would be like, you'd see like a word written on the wall, like, Crane. I guess those were the fighting styles. Is that what
it was
going
fighting
on?
Styles? Yeah, he fought each of them were different masters of that style. So he fought five of them. It was Crane, Dragon. I don't remember the other two. Snake, Crane, Dragon, Snake, and I forget what the last two were.
Yeah, so I guess this is a dream sequence, and he wakes up, and he is a student at a Shaolin fighting school, and immediately we learn the name of the hero, which is Dumb Boy. People keep calling him Dumb Boy. Everywhere he goes, they call him Dumb Boy. And I guess it's because he's mute.
He's mute. He can't talk. But he's here, but he can't talk.
He seems mentally fine apart from not being able to speak. And basically, it shows that he's training in Shaolin arts, and he's not doing very well. He's got to, like, carry these water buckets up and fill this giant barrel, and it's really hard, and he's like the worst in his class, and his classmates are
but
all
he
ripping
has to,
on him.
He has to carry the water buckets wearing what?
Oh, iron shoes. Yeah, and I guess one of the interesting things about this school is that they have, yeah. So, well, let's talk about the Shaolin Wooden Men. So there's apparently up the street from the school, there's a building where you can go and fight these wooden kind of robot men. But are they magical, or are they being controlled by humans?
I know that was never clarified, and because it looked on first look at first glance it looked like there were people inside of them, that, like, how do I describe this to the viewer? Imagine a cylinder for a body, and then a cylinder head, and then cylinder legs and cylinder arms. That's what these, and they're thick. Like these, that's what these wooden men look
like. They look like Rock'em Sock'em robots or something, right?
Yeah, but oh, you know what I read on Wikipedia? Fun fact: do you know that the Shaolin Wooden Men were inspiration for that character in Tekken? You ever play Tekken?
Oh yeah, I see.
They said that, I forget his name, starts with an M, but yeah, they said that it was the inspiration for that character.
Huh.
So if any of you guys have played Tekken, you probably know what I'm talking about. But they line up the hallway, and at first glance, it looks like there has to be an actor movie, because sometimes their arms extend a little bit further and punch somebody or kick somebody. But the camera zooms in several times to show you that it looks like there are men behind the wall pulling chains.
Oh, that's right.
That make the arms and legs punch and kick.
Okay. Okay. So it's, yeah, I saw the chains. I saw the chains. I thought maybe they were like mystical beings that were chained up there, but your explanation makes more sense.
So I was wondering that too. It's so funny, the camera angles make it look like the arms were chained together, not that the chains went through the wall. So I was thinking, I thought they were cursed Shaolin students that had become wooden men, but no, they're just controlled from a chain.
Either way, it sounds like basically if you can get through the gauntlet of the Shaolin Wooden Men, you graduate from the school, right?
Correct.
So our hero, Dumb Boy, is later, after witnessing someone else get their ass kicked by the Shaolin Wooden Men, he's washing his clothes in the lake. Is that what he's doing?
Yeah, I think so.
And there's an old woman that comes up with no eyebrows, that offers to teach him some kung fu
positive kung fu.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, and basically you better never fight anyone out of hatred or else you're going to hell. And do you remember what her name was? I didn't write it down.
No, I have no idea what her name was.
So, but,
she tells him, but I don't remember.
Basically, he gets this benevolent teacher, this old woman, and then at the same time, he randomly decides to follow two other students through this waterfall.
There is no reason at all. He just starts randomly following these two people into a through a secret entrance into a cave.
Yep.
No explanation.
In the cave, there's a guy chained up, an older guy chained up, and he's like, "Hey, dumb boy, how you doing? And can you bring me wine and food?" And dumb boy's like, "Yeah, okay." I mean, he doesn't say that, but he's just like
But the crazy part is he doesn't even offer the kung fu in return. He just says, "Bring me wine and food," and dumb boy goes, "Yeah, okay, no problem."
But basically,
unless he knew who he was.
Oh, maybe. But what happens is basically Jackie or dumb boy, he through this guy that's chained up is teaching him like kind of the aggro evil Shaolin fighting moves, and then at the same time this benevolent woman is teaching him like the light good Shaolin moves. So he kind of learns from these two secret teachers while he's going to school, but basically in the school you're not allowed to be taught anything for the first 5 years. So during the day in school he's just doing chores, and then at night he's learning from these two different teachers on different days of the week, maybe.
So what's funny about this is that the finale of the movie comes in the middle of the movie.
Yeah, I guess he becomes strong enough from learning from these two teachers to go and fight the Shaolin wooden men. He beats them in sort of a climax, and then I expected the movie to be over, but it wasn't.
It was only halfway over. That was the exact halfway point.
So to summarize, dumb boy has learned basically secret Shaolin moves from a benevolent teacher and kind of an evil teacher, and he graduates from the school by beating up the Shaolin wooden man, and he goes to a bar, a restaurant, and basically a bunch of guys show up, and they're like, "Oh, hey, bartender, your daughter is pretty hot. Can she come with us?" And he's like, "No, I don't want that to happen." But they kidnap her anyway, and the bartender's son, who is the fat guy from the movie we just watched, New Fist of Fury.
Oh, okay. So that was him. I wasn't sure. Okay.
Yeah. Him and Dumb Boy go on a quest to go and rescue the bartender's daughter from the gang members who captured her. On the way to rescuing the girl, they see Jackie's old evil teacher fighting like a big like group of monks in a field.
Super random.
And the fat kid says, "Hey, I'll go distract them so that your friend can get away." And so they do that, and then the evil teacher kind of regroups with dumb boy and the fat kid and says, "Hey, thanks for saving my ass."
Oh my god. This is one of the craziest parts of the movie.
Yeah, and so they're like, "Yeah, can you help us defeat this gang?" And he's like, "Sure, I can kick that gang's ass, no problem."
But
then
let's have dinner first.
Let's have dinner first. And they go to someone's house, and they what even happens? You tell this part.
It is insane. So I kind of want to talk about this later, but we're here since you're recounting the movie, and we need the context. So they're at this, it just cuts to them at this random country person's house, and they're eating a very country style Chinese meal. And he gets in. The bad guy, whose name is Stubborn Monk, by the way.
Right.
His name is Stubborn Monk. He sees, they just escaped the Shaolin, and he sees like a shaved head and white robes outside the window.
Oh, yeah.
Of the house. So he goes, he jumps out of the house and kills this guy with like one hit. And the person they're staying with, the man, the husband, he comes outside. He's like, "What the hell did you do? That was my brother. You just killed my brother." And then he, I think, does he kill? And then he kills him.
Yeah. Stubborn Man just kills the whole family.
And then he kills the son, and he kills the wife. He punches all of them, and they all fall to the ground. And by the way, there's no music. There's no atmosphere. The camera just sits there. Jackie and the fat guy are not, they just stand there and watch. Like the camera doesn't cut to them, I think, really, for any reaction shots. It's hysterical. It's literally just pow, oh, pow, oh, pow, oh, oh. And then he goes, and then they're like, oh, that was terrible. You just killed the whole family.
Yeah.
It was the most casual mass murder I've ever seen.
And they're they're not really ever have a very serious conversation about what just happened. He's just like, hey, why'd you do that?
Yeah, that's what it was. Oh, why'd you do that?
I don't even want your help anymore. And then they walk away.
It was something like, you're a bad guy. Yeah. You shouldn't have done that.
Oh, I forgot to mention it. Something important. So
the flashbacks.
Yeah, periodically, Dumb Boy has flashbacks to his childhood.
Super crazy, wide, like fisheye lens flashbacks of like this guy with a bag over his head, like sepia. It's very different. I don't think I've seen that done in a kung fu movie before.
It's Jackie's father getting murdered by a masked man with a bag over his head.
Yeah.
And Jackie is haunted by this memory basically throughout the movie. So after they witness this family getting murdered by their friend, they go back to the bar to tell the bartender that they couldn't find the daughter. And then she kind of just shows up like a few minutes later. She's like, oh, they put a bag over my head and took me to the edge of town. And then I just walked back. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, that was weird.
I don't know what the deal was with that. And then what happens?
What was the reason for Dumb Boy trying to find Stubborn Monk in the first place?
I think he just saw him getting beat up in that field by that group of monks.
I thought they were looking for him.
Maybe they wanted more.
Something happens. And Jackie, I can't believe Mason, I can't remember. That's a problem with these movies. Something happens, and Jackie goes back to the Shaolin Temple, and the wisest monk has been meditating in silence for 10 years, and he tells Jackie in a flashback that the guy who trained him, his master, Stubborn Monk, was a student of Shaolin, but then he was using it to kill people. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
And so then they brought him back to the temple. Someone caught him and turned him in and to the Shaolin. So the Shaolin said, you're a bad guy. You're killing people. You shouldn't do that. So we're going to throw you in jail for 10 years or no, forever, I guess. Forever. We're going to throw you in jail forever. And then what happens? And then the old monk goes, oh, I'm going to go meditate forever. Bye.
Yeah.
And then I can't remember what his reasoning was. He leaves, and he teaches Jackie. Oh, so here's the crazy part. So apparently, they're like, "Sir, Stubborn Monk, he's learned the lion's roar." And the monk. I'll get to the lion's roar at the end of this. The wise monk says, "Oh, I'm the only one who knows the move to beat Stubborn Monk. I gotta teach you, dumb boy." So cut to a training montage of Jackie. Apparently, like, there's no kung fu. It's him holding a rock. It's him on all fours, I think, and being able to balance a really heavy rock on his back. But before that, it shows some really creepy, like, shoulder mutation that literally made me say, what the F out loud, because it was so gross.
It was so out of place. It was like a second of David Cronenberg, right?
Do you think, yeah, it was like a Dan Kroger. I couldn't tell. Do you think that was real? It looked gross.
What the hell could that have been? I don't know. And he does do like these insane upside down push ups that I think he's really doing. And it looks like the hardest thing anyone's ever done.
The camera held on him for like a solid minute of just him doing push ups on his hands. But then he has to balance a really heavy rock on his back. And then the cut to the monk. It's like, okay, you're ready. And so then he goes back to the town to fight Stubborn Monk. And do you want to describe the fight?
Oh, yeah. So Dumb Boy... I know, by the way, the Stubborn Monk is involved with the gang that kidnapped that girl.
Green Dragons.
But it doesn't really explain how or why. But, yeah, Dumb Boy confronts the gang and Stubborn Monk, and he speaks, and he says, Stubborn Monk, I know you're the man who killed my father, and I've pretended to be mute my whole life just so I could get my revenge on you. Mm-hmm. And they fight, and during the fight, Stubborn Monk.
Oh wait, how was it revealed that it was his dad? that he killed? Did he brag about it or something?
I don't know if he bragged about it, or but he kind of knew. I don't know. Did the wise old monk reveal the secret to him?
I can't remember. Damn, I should take better notes. I don't know. It was just, sorry guys, these movies kind of blend in.
They aren't structured like normal movies.
They're not structured well, and things just happen to move the plot forward, but they also happen really fast. Literally turn your head away and you miss one thing and it could be the entire crux of the plot. So
it's a pretty good fight, and in the midst of the fight, Stubborn Monk pulls out his secret move. Actually, it's not so secret because he brags about it all the time. The Lion's Roar. And you want to explain?
He doesn't
the lion's
really roar? Do it though.
So what happens in that part?
I don't know. He tries to do a different move.
He screams loud, and Dumb Boy covers his ears for a moment. But Stubborn Monk has been bragging about Lion's Roar and how when he uses this move, people are just going to be falling down. Blood's going to come from every orifice, and they're going to suffer and die. But
and their bones will turn to dust.
But that doesn't happen to Dumb Boy. He just gets up and basically fights and kills Stubborn Monk.
Yeah. Well, Stubborn Monk tried to become friends with him, and then he tried to pinch Jackie's throat, and Jackie dodges it, and then Stubborn Monk touches his own throat and kills himself.
Oh, yeah, Stubborn Monk kills his own self. But yeah. I didn't know what was happening there either. Because I thought maybe he was Jackie redirected his pinch back at his own throat and killed him that
something
way.
Something like that.
Or was it a suicide
that
move?
Makes no sense. Something that makes no sense.
And then, as usual, it's like the bad guy's corpse hits the ground, and then it's like the end.
Well, no, it almost the end. It's like an extra 40 seconds. It just cuts to Jackie at the Shaolin Temple getting his head shaved. Then it says the end.
Yeah, they put the razor. They don't even get to shave the whole head. I was looking forward
to
it.
Yeah, they only did one strip. So what's weird about that, I was thinking, they show Jackie on his knees and they're shaving his head. They get the razor and they go down right the middle of his head. So you see one strip shaved. Then it says the end. I'm like, wait. Did Jackie only get one part of his head shaved in real life? Because that would be really awkward.
Maybe they did the whole thing and they just thought it was too much. I don't know.
I would have ended the final shot of the movie for me would have been him as a monk, staring off into the distance with a bald head.
Yeah.
That should have been that.
With
the
sunset.
These movies are, well, I did read there was a 1980 cut of the movie that was released in America. Huh. So maybe that's the one we saw. For the record, I watched Shaolin Wooden Men on YouTube, but oh yeah, this movie was uploaded like a month ago, and it already had 100,000 views.
I think it's a pretty famous movie.
But you can't find it anywhere.
Isn't there a Wu-Tang Clan song that name checks this movie?
I know they have Shadow Chess, the Mystery of Chess Boxing. I don't know about Wooden Men, Shaolin Wooden Men though.
I should have looked that up if I was going to bring it up.
but yeah, so we got a lot to talk about. First of all, let's talk about Jackie's role as... Well, first of all, Mason, did you like the movie?
No, I did not like the movie.
Why?
It was so boring.
What?
It was just agonizingly boring.
I thought the first half was great. Second half sucked.
I liked when he was carrying the water, and it had some cool parts, but overall it was pretty boring.
Interesting. I thought this was a lot for, compared to the last couple of movies we've watched, this was a huge step up. I thought that the first half of the movie was really good, very interesting, something I could personally relate to. So I guess we'll talk about the movie. The first half of the movie is Jackie training, literally just training, and then the finale of the second act is him defeating the Wooden Men. I liked the first half because it was about Jackie is this mute who is doing this super hardcore training, and he's working his ass off. He's not slouching, but he's not succeeding all the time. And so I related to that where, in the past of my life, I've worked really hard, but I haven't really been successful. And it kind of made me realize, oh, that happens to everyone. It even happens to Jackie. And then the whole point of that to me was Jackie stumbled upon the prisoner, Stubborn Monk, and Stubborn Monk teases him. So this is where my qualms with the movie. So the whole point is Jackie's struggling with the training. He happens upon this prisoner, Stubborn Monk. Stubborn Monk says, oh, I will teach you how to I'll teach you kung fu, and you can defeat the wooden men, and you can leave, only if you do one favor for me later. And Jack is like, yeah, no problem. So that reminds me of Faust, you know? But there's no supernatural element here. This guy, they keep talking about him in, like, his devil kung fu, but there's no supernatural element. I guess it was just the philosophy of his kung fu was rooted in hate, even though that's not really translated either. So he teaches Jackie kung fu. Jackie, it doesn't really show, I guess it shows some of his shorts, but not really. So he's learning kung fu from the bad side and the good side. And then I was like, oh, okay, so this, it's like making a deal with the devil. He's learning kung fu to get ahead and be have an advantage over everyone else, except there's no real debt. He never has a debt to a stubborn monk,
yeah.
Which is why I was like, oh, wait, so he is... Summer Monk turns out just to be a really bad guy. He's not even the manifestation of the devil. He's just a bad guy. So I was kind of let down by that.
Yeah, it was a letdown. I mean, yeah. But,
so let's move on to Jackie's performance.
I thought it was more brooding than the last, than Fist of Fury, than New Fist of Fury.
Brooding? He hardly gave a performance in this movie. Because his character is mute, he was just staring off into the distance with no emotion. It was crazy.
I know there's a lot of angsty scenes of him like, oh, I can't believe my dad was killed. And like, oh, I can't believe how hard it is at this school. And he's like crying a lot and
he's sad the whole really movie. Hard. But again, he could have done so. I feel like this role is the most Jackie has been given with as an actor since Hand of Death, to be honest. I thought he had a nice meaty role in Hand of Death.
Yeah, that was
cool. But he doesn't do much with it. He tries, but he mostly just stares blank at the camera. He doesn't do a great job, I thought, of conveying emotion through his face, which he is really good at, but there's not much of that in this movie. I feel like it's more clear in this movie than Fist of Fury that they wanted him to be the Bruce Lee replacement in the Hong Kong industry. I say that because of the way that he was fighting. Reminded me a lot of Bruce Lee. Very ferocious and fast. And this movie... You know, it's still early Jackie. This movie's solely kung fu based, and there's no Jackie stunts in this film. So this is just him doing kung fu. And there's no comedy at all either.
Yeah, I would say overall, I mean, it doesn't have to have comedy to be fun, but I just felt overall this movie lacked fun for me.
Well, know? I use comedy as a that's a Jackie trademark.
Yeah, but, well, I'm just saying apart from the lack of humor, it just that movie didn't feel fun to me, you know?
Yeah, right. And I feel that maybe the lack of his acting in this movie is probably due to the director. The director probably just wanted him to do all the kung fu stuff. But yeah, I just felt that his role could have been really iconic and it left a lot to be desired. So that's why I felt a little let down.
And none of the fighting was really too impressive or, you know, notable either. The fight sequences were kind of, they were fine, but they weren't special. They're nothing memorable. I mean, the most memorable part was the training sequence of him training with the wise old monk.
The rock on his back?
Yeah, and like the crazy like upside down push-ups and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
All that stuff.
One big problem I had was, I thought he never really showed the lion's roar.
He did it. He used it in the last fight.
Oh, damn.
Because it was really goofy.
Okay, I'll watch it again. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning, and I was trying to stay awake. All right. Okay, I'll watch it again. But yeah, so do you know, I kind of lost my mind because I can't believe that this has already happened again. There is another reference to one of my favorite shots in film history in this movie. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
Okay. And it happens in the beginning of the movie when I just, again, it feels like I've joined like a secret club that no one knows about. So it's kind of cool. In the very beginning, Jackie and his classmates have to carry water in these buckets. And they have two buckets on either side and it's over their neck and they have to fill it in the river. And then they have to walk up this really steep staircase up to the top and dump the buckets into another bucket. What is that from?
It's another Kill Bill sequence, right?
Yeah, it's from Kill Bill Volume 2. And he took like the exact same shot where the camera zoomed in to Jackie. Jackie's at the bottom of the stairs and the camera zoomed in on him. And then it zooms out really fast and it shows how along the staircases. Exact same shot. I looked it up on Wikipedia, and there, and I, again, who knows if it's confirmed or not, but it said that it's this, that was a reference from to Shaolin Wooden Men. And I just, it's so funny because I know Tarantino got his influence for elements and shots for those movies from other movies, but I just thought they would be more obscure than this. I think that this is obscure for a Jackie film, but I didn't, I know it's still got Jackie Chan, who's like, who's one of the biggest stars in the world in the movie. So I was very surprised that Tarantino took inspiration from that shot to this movie. I thought that was awesome.
It was cool.
Wow. I clearly was a lot more excited about that than you were.
I mean, it's interesting that he did that. I assumed when I saw like Kill Bill that that was more just like a generic, you know, this is not the only movie where someone's training in a kung fu school having to carry water upstairs.
Yeah, but it's, there's something nostalgic about it. That's why I love that whole sequence in Volume 2. The whole thing was just a giant nostalgic homage to 70s kung fu cinema, and I loved every second of it. I thought it was great.
Yeah, I thought it was, I love Kill Bill, and I love Kill Bill 2, and I liked that sequence, but I didn't recognize it as direct connection, but I
particularly love that shot, so it's immediately it stuck out to me.
There were a couple cool shots in this movie, you know. So the movie had cool stuff in it. I just think overall I wasn't really satisfied with it. And I like the scene.
Yeah, like I said, like, just go ahead. Sorry.
I like the scene where they're where the old woman is like fills a small like sandbox filled with palm oil and tells Jackie to get in it to learn how
because
to walk.
So she says, go into the sandbox filled with palm oil, try not to fall.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to their legs. And they're clearly on a harness. And their legs are kind of like, when you're in the water, treading water, their legs are doing that. And it looks really weird and really
awkward. It looks so weird and awkward. Yeah. Yeah, I like that part.
Yeah, like I said, the first half is really I found the first half much more entertaining. Oh, we got to talk about, we kind of talked about it, but the part where he, like, folks, it does what it says on the tin. He fights wooden men. And I really wasn't sure if it was, I didn't know what the movie's about. I thought they were warriors in wooden armor. I was a little let down, but it was a really, I was a little let down when I found out what they were, but the sequence was really cool. I thought it was awesome.
That part was cool.
Really atmospheric, great kung fu, good stunts. It's choreography of him avoiding getting hit and punched and kicked and stuff. And it was, I thought that was easily the best part of the movie.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's probably why they called it that, even though it like happens. That storyline wraps up at such a weird part of the movie. It felt like
almost. That was so disappointing that the Shaolin Wooden Men were not the point of the movie. Well, they're his liberation, but they had nothing to do with the plot otherwise.
Should have brought him back at the end. That would have been neat.
Oh, he should have had the showdown with Stubborn Monk in the hallway.
Yeah, or like he could have somehow brought them to that final battle. Would have been neat.
Yeah. No, man. How would that even work?
I don't know. Because we don't even know if they're magical or if people are controlling them. But he could like, once he learned from the old monk, he could like be able to summon them or command them. That would be neat, man.
I think it sounds neat in your head, but if you actually saw it, you would literally be like, I've turned this shit off.
I thought this movie was another interesting failure of Jackie trying to do something that he's not really.
Yeah,
it's not really meant to. It's not really his wheelhouse, so it's interesting to see him try. But I didn't. Unlike I thought New Fist of Fury was at least entertaining and fun. But this, I felt less that way. This one felt more like a chore to get through.
That's so funny. I felt the exact opposite. This was so much easier to watch compared to the brothel movie and the Chinese New Year movie. Those were slogs. This, to me, was a much easier watch. I didn't have much pain watching it. New Fist of Fury, I really struggled with. But what's so interesting is, like, I think we said this in the last one, you know, it's amazing how many flops, or I don't want to call it flop, but movies that Jackie made where he was a star that weren't entirely successful, and he still was able to find his voice. We have two more. We have two more movies until we get to Snake and Eagle's Shadow. The next movie we're watching is called To Kill with Intrigue. I'm not sure. I'm just going off of this on a hunch because I've seen the box art and stuff. But the movie may have been a hit. I'm not sure. But it has because it's been treated a lot nicer than the other older films. So somebody actually took the time to make a new DVD of it. So I'm not sure.
I know that it's another low movie. It was the same guy that directed Fist of Fury and New Fist of Fury. So
but he produced, for the record, he produced Shaolin Wooden Men.
He produced it. Okay, yeah, I had read that he was involved, but then I was like, oh, he directed it, but that wasn't true. So
no.
Good to know. But I think it's interesting. Yeah. I think what happens is that Snake in the Eagle's Shadow is kind of like a weird side project where he goes to like another studio for like a one-off fluke thing. So it's going to be really interesting to see it because we know that it's going to be good.
Was that the movie where the studio head said, Jackie, what do you want to do?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That's so awesome. I can't wait to see that one. But
yeah. So
To Kill with Intrigue, I'm excited about. So.
So the next movie is To Kill with Intrigue. That's it for Shaolin Wooden Men. Really, I don't want to beat a dead horse. Nothing else to say. But kind of wrap up. Times are slow. Life is slow. Mason, what are you watching on streaming these days?
I don't know. I haven't really had much time to watch many movies this past week. What about you? Uh-oh.
I'm the same boat. The only movie I've watched is Shaolin Wooden Men.
Yeah, it's weird. I guess I tried to watch the new season of Trailer Park Boys animated, and it's just not great at all.
Really?
Yeah, it shouldn't be a cartoon.
Why do you think why wouldn't they just go ahead and continue making the live action show?
I don't know. I don't know if maybe Netflix found it had become too expensive. I don't know. They need a little break to rethink things. But I've heard that they're going to do, their next show is going to be like set entirely in jail, which I think is a interesting way to shake things up a bit. So maybe they'll get back to it then.
That sounds like a good concept.
Just like Jackie, they need to kind of be to scale back and to get back to basics and to rethink what made their thing special in the first place. So
isn't that so funny how anyone who becomes good at one thing just takes it too far and very rarely scales back? I guess the only one I can think of really is Always Sunny.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's not a natural way to approach a problem, right? Like if you have the budget, like why would you try to go backwards? But
yeah, well, because that's what makes it good. I don't know. When all these movies and shows and actors try to get too big for their budgets, I've already noticed from not even watching the movies, I've already noticed a very fascinating trend with the movies that Jackie makes in the future, and we'll talk about it when we get there, but it's very interesting. It's sad, and I really want to see Jackie back to his roots. See him do this crap that's coming out now. It's a shame.
His window's kind of closing.
We can persuade him.
His window's closing. So I hope that he gets like at least one more good one out.
I guess, remember, man, he said he wants to be a lead in a romantic comedy. He doesn't even want to do kung fu anymore.
I'd see that. I mean, I guess I have no choice with this show.
I just think, to me, it makes so much sense for him to take the role as the master in Drunken Master and do one last student master film with him as the master. That to me is closing the loop.
I remember you said that, and I've been thinking about that, and I know now how it could work, how it could be good.
Tell me. Yeah, because you said you didn't want the younger actor to be an upcoming star, and so you didn't want the movie to be him handing over the baton.
I didn't buy it at first, but I thought of how it should work. It should be that classic story where, Jackie is the old drunken weirdo that teaches the promising young man kung fu to solve some life problem that he's having. But the twist should be that the student fails and maybe is killed, and then the master has to avenge his student's death.
So that it erases having the need of having to have a rising superstar?
Well, just it's a flip on the classic story, which is usually that the master dies and the student has to avenge him. And then in this case, the student dies and the master has to avenge the student.
As long as you keep that light tone, because Jackie's better movies don't have a heavy tone, and that I wouldn't want it to be sad and depressing.
I think, yeah, then in that case you have to just have the guy get his legs broken or something. He wouldn't be able to get
nothing tragic, just get his ankles broken or something, his wrists cracked open.
I wouldn't mind seeing Jackie do another like a grumpy old man version with him and Sammo Hung together.
That would be awesome. I am all in for that.
Yeah.
Yes, I would love to see that. But yeah, other than that, I saw some movie news for all you movie heads. They released the Bill and Ted 3 trailer yesterday. Some people I know are really looking forward to it. Some people I know are already saying it's the worst movie of the year. I am not a huge Bill and Ted fan. I liked the movies as a kid. I did. I liked Bogus Journey a lot. But this one, you can definitely tell they've lost the touch a little bit, and the special effects are really bad. So
I don't care about Bill and Ted. I don't know. It seems like it should be up my alley, but I just don't care.
Yeah, it is up your alley. That is weird. The other news is that Shout Factory, I forget which one, is releasing a special edition of Event Horizon on DVD. And apparently there's a rumor that the original Event Horizon, for those you don't know, is like, in theory, a super cool story. It's about a spaceship that can travel faster than light speed, and it disappears for 7 years and magically comes back. And what they think happened is that the ship went into another dimension, that dimension being hell, and the ship is haunted. And so another ship goes to find Event Horizon. They get on the ship and a bunch of haunted ship stuff happens. And the movie's really choppy, doesn't entirely make sense. It's like 90 minutes to the T. And apparently the rumor is that the original screening was so hardcore, people were losing their minds. It was so gory. And then it got an NC-17, they had to make it R, so the movie therefore sucks, and the deleted scenes were buried in a mine in Transylvania, in a salt mine. Yeah, I'm not making this up. They're on a VHS tape. So people are hoping that Shout Factory or Scream Factory is going to reinsert those scenes, but I don't think that's going to happen.
That would be amazing if
I mean, having said that, the Snyder Cut is coming, so anything is possible. So I could be completely wrong.
And the Iyer Cut, baby.
The what cut?
The Suicide Squad cut.
Oh my god.
He's like, it's actually a great movie. It's a serious drama, and they ruined it.
Yeah, that's why they're literally remaking your movie already, dude. And the other one was, it's funny, Mason and I watched the R-rated version of Taming the T-Rex, and it was terrible. Man, that movie sucked.
Not great.
Remember that?
Yeah.
That was so boring. It could have been, I don't know, I thought it was going to be awesome, but it wasn't. It was a movie that knew it was bad, and therefore it's not as fun to watch a movie that knows it's bad.
Yeah, I hate those kind of movies. If they know, it ruins it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it for my movie roundup, my movie news roundup. And I guess that's it for the episode.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us. If you want to follow us, we're on Instagram at The Final Frame. We're also on YouTube. They've been chatting about Chan. Obviously, if you're listening to us, maybe it's through the podcast platform. We're streaming on all platforms or as many as I can get us on. And yeah, just tune in next week to, was it Killing? To Kill with Intrigue. All right, To Kill with Intrigue. So that wraps up this episode for Shaolin Men. See you next time.